surprised by the news yesterday?
Yeah, it's a whole lot of veteran cornerbacks who've been making a whole lot of plays this year. So, yeah, I was pretty surprised.
It's been a pretty impressive last 24 hours. Defensive rookie, rookie defensive player of the week.
Yeah.
AFC, what was your reaction when you got word that you were honored for your actions in week 15?
Coach told us this morning, you know, so that was real big, you know, to, you know, but it was just some plays that I had to make so we can get a win, you know. As far as getting the player of the week, that's big time though, but I'll take the win over that.
You talked about maturing in this league. How is that process coming along?
It's coming real good, man. The guys, they're doing a great job of just keeping the whole team humble, you know, throughout this whole process that we're going through right now. But it's been a great job for me, you know, because I got a great group of vets, man, you know, that I can lean on and they can help me bounce back and just to settle it all down and to bring it back to norm.
Talk about your battles with wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's making a deal about Beckham and whatnot. I don't want to go there.
That ain't got nothing to do with me. It's a competitive edge, man. You see the competitive edge that those two guys are putting on display out there, you know. It's between the lines, man. It's gladiator football right there. You got to do whatever it takes to get a win. And I'm not talking, you know, I don't have no comments on what went on between those two guys, but you just got to do whatever it takes, you know.
When you were drafted by the Chiefs, did you always have the mentality, do you think that this is possible to make the Pro Bowl in your first year?
Nah, when I got drafted by the Chiefs, I figured that if I come in here and I do my job well, we can be going to the Super Bowl.
You're one of the more heavily targeted corners in the league so far this season.
Mm-hmm.
Think people are going to eventually learn their lesson and start going away from you?
I hope they don't. Keep coming at me. That's the best part about playing this position. You out there by yourself, and you got some guys that's helping you to the right of me, you know. And I hope they don't. It helps us get a lot more turnovers. It helps us win games. So that's good.
You said a lot that you play the game to earn respect to the guys you play with, mm-hmm. the guys you play against.
Yeah.
An honor like this, do you feel like you're on the path of achieving that?
Nah, we ain't. We got two more games to end the season out. Hopefully, we can win both of those games. We're starting with the Browns this week, and man, it won't be done until I'm done playing this game. So,
is there a reason why your defense is so good at scoring? You guys take the ball away a lot. That's one thing, but it seems like a lot of the guys just have a knack for finding the end zone when this happens. Is there a reason why?
Coach put a goal for us, you know, and in camp we told him that we was going to achieve it, and we're one away from our goal. So it's all about just staying true to our word and just getting the ball and scoring.
You spend time practicing blocking as soon as the turnover happens, things like that. I mean, how offensive do you become at that moment?
We do it all the time. When we get turnovers in practice, you know, you got the person who's next to the guy who got the ball, you got to block the intended receiver, and then it's on. We all going to the end zone. You got to make that block.
When you play a quarterback like Johnny Manziel, who's great at making the plays and ad-libbing, how does that change your responsibilities down the field, trying to find your man and where he might have to adjust his route to find us off?
It's a discipline. You know, we know he's going to give us a movement, and all we have to do, we have to plaster and trust that the front four, front seven is doing their job. You know, we got some elite guys up front, and it's going to be a whole lot of pressure on him. You know, so we know he's going to want to get out the pocket and try to stand some plays with his legs, and he can do it. You know, it's all about us just playing discipline, just staying on top.